Let's get Batflip in here. He wants to defend.
Oh, my God. It's Batflip.
Batflip.
Okay, I got something for you to endorse, okay? You can endorse a Batflip, baby. You do that for me, okay?
Yeah. So who are you going to be working with this year with the Houston Astros now that they have
Albuena? I can't talk about it yet, man. I'm in West Palm Beach right now. I'm in West Palm Beach, and I'm Batflipping with the pitchers and catchers right now. You know, we just Batflip away. But I call in, man, because I hear something that bothered me a little bit. Somebody in that studio say 99% of baseball hate Batflip.
Mm.
What?
That's not accurate.
Ooh. No.
That was John said
Goose
that.
Goose Scott? No.
No, that was Raheel said Raheel that. That's not that. Accurate.
Yeah. No, Raheel.
People love Batflip.
99.9% of baseball fans hate the Batflip because
no.
They're so dumb.
Oh, let me tell you something. Hey, 99% don't like you saying that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Batflip to your face, okay? You and Goose, Batflip.
Mr. Batflip, I think you're misunderstanding me. I am pro Batflip. I'm just saying, old baseball guys, Batflip is not fun.
Everybody loves Batflip.
Everybody loves
Batflip.
Everybody
until you get beaned in the
okay,
head.
Okay. So to say it back, you love the Batflip.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I love you back. We're good.
I love you.
See?
We're but fine. He's wrong. People love the Batflip.
You know who I'd like to see you try to work with this year? Brian McCann.
Oh, Batflip McCann?
It's going to be difficult.
That will be very difficult.
But he say, Batflip. I think that was his name.
He does say Batflip.
He can't even speak your language, you know? He said Batflip.
Clear. Yeah, it's his accent. It's his accent, Batflip.
Yeah.
I like, what is that? What's Batflip? No, it's Batflip. Batflip.
That's it.
Oh, there's E's in there.
That's it.
They spelled it wrong up here. They spelled it Batflip.
Yeah, that's not how it's spelled.
That's not how it's spelled.
It's spelled
Batflip. No.
Batflip. Okay, I'll see you guys. I'm at West Palm Beach. I'll see you in the...
you'll see John.
Oh, yeah, I'm going
there
next
week. John will see you there, Batflip.
Okay, guys.
All right, buddy. We'll see you.
Batflip.
Valbuena's, I didn't know Batflip was listening.
Valbuena's Batflip. That's where he first got started because he was Valbuena's Batflip. And he's the one, Batflip used to be the one that got Club Astros going for the Astros. Yeah, when everything went down in there. I used to play a game called, I think you'd be good at this too. Solis is the best at this. Guess what the Astros are drinking. For example, if I said Brian McCann, what do you think Brian McCann drinks?
Oh, beer, Coors Light.
He's probably a beer drinker.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I'm going to say Coors Light.
Jake Marisnik, I'm going to go with maybe a vodka cranberry.
I was thinking vodka soda with a lime, but okay.
Yeah. And we'll
maybe a splash of cranberry.
I can see that. All right. What would Charlie Morton drink?
Charlie.
I know I got my idea.
I'm going to go Crown and Water.
I was going to say bourbon also.
No way.
Charlie Morton is a bourbon guy for sure, 100%. Dallas Keuchel. I think he's going to trick you a little bit. I think he's going to go with a little more, take 6 minutes to make cocktail.
Yeah, I was thinking it's something with an umbrella in it.
I don't know if I was going to go as far as umbrella, but I was going to go cocktail.
I thought a straw with an umbrella. I was thinking, or...
AJ Hinch. I'm just going to say a glass of white wine. No, red wine. No, that's Leno is red wine.
Yeah, I can see that.
AJ Hinch is probably just a beer. But a craft beer.
Yeah, he looks
a craft
more,
beer.
Yeah.
Just a little, just a little elevated.
And what's Gattis? A Bud. I mean, he ain't even drinking Bud Light. He's drinking Bud.
Is he allowed to drink? Wasn't he an alcoholic?
I don't think
can he drink anymore?
Yeah, I hope so. Why would we have to stop all that?
I think you're supposed to when that happens. What would Altuve drink? Colorado Bulldogs.
You think?
White Russian.
I got to go just straight margarita, but with a premium margarita.
Could be. Correa, Topo Chico, no alcohol. Goes and takes some cuts after he's
Topo
done.
Topo Chico sucks. I don't know why we keep on talking about this.
Get out of here.
What are you talking about?
Yo, you messed with the lime or grapefruit? You messed with that yet?
I really haven't. I haven't had
I don't know Topo Chico at grapefruit.
It's like.
Have you had one yet?
Topo Chico is really good.
You know he hasn't had one.
You know it's more carbonated than the other ones.
He just hates it because it's like a hipster thing now.
It didn't used to be. I was drinking it wasn't hipster. And now all of a sudden everyone has cases of it.
We had cases delivered to the station a couple days ago.
We did?
Steven.
Over there. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I want to try one.
No, you can't get the. That's just the original. The original does suck.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, now you're being a hipster.
No, I don't like the original one.
The original's
fine. I'll mess
with
the lime or grapefruit.
You can put a lime in it, you know.
Yeah, but that why do the extra work? Just buy the, it's, so the it's one more, with lime in it.
So the big deal about Topo Chico, because I'm like, why does this taste better than Perrier or these other ones? And it turns out it's like double the carbonation. It's that's one of the things. It has a little bit more. It has some sodium in it, and it's double the carbonation. And it's that's one of the things that separates it, is how carbonated it is. I never knew there was a difference, but I just knew it. I like it better.
Yeah.
And I like it. I like it in the bottles, not the plastic.
Yeah, I like the actual bottle.
No good in the plastic. No.
All right. 929 ESPN 97.5. Did you feel welcome today or not?
Not. I noticed Dell didn't talk to me almost the whole
time. No, the whole time. He was just like.
Because he snitched on him on radio and Todd had to get involved.
What happened?
Yeah, he's like, he sent Dell an email saying, Lance is complaining about you on air, so don't talk for 30 minutes, even though you're on the show. Thanks a lot, Lance.
Thanks, Lance.
I didn't mean to do that, but Todd did that. Thanks, Todd, because it does feel more welcoming now. I mean, I appreciate you stepping in.
I'm just hoping for the interloper to leave, and then I'll start to talk again.
Yeah,
and no, by the way, etiquette. A lack of respect again.
Again.
No etiquette.
None.
It's ridiculous.
929, ESPN 97.5.